Lori Shaw, who oversees counseling for Richardson's students, says coming up with a graduation plan for high schoolers hasn't been easy.
We just have to be really careful as we, as counselors, work with students, you know, looking at the future and maybe where they might possibly want to go so that they have all those courses on their transcript so that they can have a chance to be accepted.
Last spring, legislators set the table for the new graduation requirements by adopting major changes to the state's high school curriculum. The idea was to give students more flexibility, especially those who aren't headed to college and want to focus on a career training track. Under the new rules, high school graduates need to complete 22 credits. That's called the Foundation Program.
If a student graduates under the Foundation High School Program, they can apply to a four-year university. But that does not mean that they necessarily will meet the requirements for that university.
That's why districts have the option to beef up the basic plan. Richardson is adding Algebra 2 in a fourth year of social studies to the requirements. That means students don't have to choose between world geography and world history. Also added to the required list, a half credit each of technology and health, something the state doesn't mandate.
We didn't want to take a step backward. We wanted to maintain those expectations. We've had a lot of conversation, a lot of debate about what is best, and ultimately, we are making recommendations that we feel are in the best interest of students.
That's Richardson Superintendent Kay Wagner. She says some students, like those with learning disabilities, can opt out of taking certain classes like Algebra 2. Students also have the option of taking four additional credits to go toward the field of study they've picked. Ron Griffin, principal at Berkner High School, says it's like choosing a college major.
In college, I was a finance major, and to get my finance degree, there were certain courses that I had to complete to get my finance degree, and so the endorsement is no different.
So what about students who want to go above and beyond all that? Richardson has a plan for them, too, which the school board will vote on Monday. They pick a track, take Algebra 2, along with one advanced math course and one advanced science course. Do all that, and the student could reach the top 10%, which could mean automatic admission to a Texas university. Stella Chavez, KERA News.